much about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
Now the circle is almost complete. Watch and listen to the dream of time and space. It all comes out now, flowing like a river.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G. Ah!
It's weird to see people jump from I'm not positive what the answer is to it must be, you know, infallible word of God, or, you know, and terrorists, or, you know, situations or UFOs. You go, it's unidentified, so it must be aliens.
Right. We're really not going to talk about it. You know, this is not normal, right? Stuff like that doesn't just happen.
How do you keep your head about this?
And now, good old Kevin, he'll do anything. Well, guess what? I will not do a good job.
Our feature presentation.
And that's a promise, right? Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It is Tuesday morning, the 1st of August.
Rabbit.
Right. Remember we talked about it a few months ago, the tradition you had not heard of that millions of people around the world say either rabbit or white rabbit on the 1st of a month for good luck.
Oh, every month?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah. When you see that one on your calendar, you go, oh, rabbit, good luck.
And then,
doesn't work, by the way. Complete waste of time.
Well, why did you do it then and waste our time?
Just what? Well, because there may be people who haven't realized yet how lame it is.
Just what
you wanted to make sure they knew?
Dream crusher, so early.
No. I do it.
Uh-huh.
Look, I do it because what's the downside? What if it does work?
But it clearly doesn't.
It does. It's
explain how it would work.
It's not clear at all because you can't see. Here's the thing, and this is what I tell people all the time. Here's my whole thing. You can't tell whether it works or not because if you say rabbit on the 1st of the month, at the end of the month, you don't know how different that month turned out than if you hadn't said it because you don't have parallel timelines to compare. So you hope it worked, but you don't know. My guess is it doesn't. But maybe it's working like a charm. Maybe I'd
be dead. You're bringing the crazy extra hard today, huh?
Maybe I'd have died 25 years ago if I hadn't been saying rabbit on the 1st of every month. And I learned it from my mother. She's the one who introduced it
to me. So you've been doing this your whole life?
Mm-hmm. Because my mom did, yeah.
Do you not believe in any way, shape, or form of the power of positive thinking?
No, I think I do.
Very positive about the word rabbit.
I do believe in power positive thinking. Yeah.
Okay. Then at the end of the month, if things went good, it is because of rabbit.
I mean, I hope that's true.
Mm-hmm.
We'll just never know. I mean, that's the thing.
Here's
man.
The thing though, Bean.
What?
We know. But we do.
But like what Ali's talking about is that's the troubling and also fascinating and also frustrating and also empowering thing about faith is you just have to believe or not believe. And it sounds like what you're saying is
so you don't believe in a God, but you do believe in saying rabbit on the 1st of every month.
What I'm saying is there's no downside to doing it. It literally takes a second.
Right.
And maybe it works, and B, like Ali said, even if it doesn't, maybe there's something going on in my brain that makes me think it's a positive and it's a good thing, and it will lead to good things happening just based on my attitude. So there's really I can't lose rabbiting it up.
It's got real deep, real early. Really good.
I can't.
Why don't you guys get on board and see the power of the rabbit yourself?
Because it's dumb.
Oh, I've seen the power of the rabbit, ladies. You know what I'm saying?
Hey,
I can't believe you've done that your whole life.
Google that, guys.
It's because I told you it's because of my mom. Hey, let me get this on the air before we get started on today's All New Kevin and Bean Show because I am fascinated by this story. And by the way, here's maybe not a $1 million idea, but maybe a $200,000 idea for some TV producer out there. Do a TV special on
rabbits.
The way people have broken out of jail. I would love to see a comprehensive recap of all the different ways that people have figured out how to get out of jail.
I'd watch that.
So they go back and they talk to the person who escaped and the guards and everybody?
Yeah.
That'd be pretty
recreate
cool.
Recreate it, yeah.
here's one that is brand new to me. A dozen inmates a couple of days ago escaped from an Alabama jail. They didn't El Chapo it and dig themselves a tunnel underneath. They didn't cut through steel bars. They didn't drill through walls. They didn't rip a toilet out of their cell. They used peanut butter to escape, ladies and gentlemen.
Now, before you go further, do you know whether or not they said rabbit, rabbit, rabbit before they got out?
It's not mentioned in the article.
Okay.
They used peanut butter to escape. Walker County Sheriff Jim Underwood told reporters Monday that the inmates used peanut butter to make the number on one of the cell doors look like the number on a door leading to the outside of the jail. All right, so you follow me? So they change. They don't give the examples here in the article what the numbers were, but they changed, say, 24 was the cell and 34 was the outside door, and they changed it so that the guards were confused as to which door they were opening.
Oh.
So then they asked an unsuspecting jail guard who was fairly new to the facility in the control room to open his cell. So the guy, the way I read this is the guy's in a control room and he's looking at a camera down a hall and he sees a guy standing in front of door 24 and the dude says, hey, my cell's locked. Can you let me back in? Guy hits a button. He goes in. The guard thinks it's a cell. It's not. It's the door to the outside.
Stop it.
And he had previously already unlocked the door that opened to the outside last time he came in. So, you know, it was one of those deals where you put the tape on the lock or something like that so it didn't latch properly.
Right.
12 inmates get away. They carry blankets out, and they throw the blankets over the razor wire fence to get on the other side. They've already lined up a guy in a truck to pick him up.
No.
And they escape. Pretty brilliant, right?
I mean, pretty
crazy
dumb
like
on the guards. Pretty dumb on the guard's part, though.
How
would he ever know?
How would he know?
He's I wonder if that number has changed from peanut butter.
Yeah, why, I'm saying, why did he think of that?
He doesn't know that he can't differentiate between the cells and...
But if he said, just buzz me into my cell, he presses that number, it's that door.
Huh.
That's brilliant.
It's brilliant.
Huh.
Yeah.
And I have to ask, and again, I spend too much time thinking about things, but if you guys were in jail, would you try to escape?
I would dig a tunnel in my cell and cover it with a poster.
I see. Okay.
That's Shawshank Redemption. I saw that. But would you try to escape? I mean, I guess if you're there for life, what do you have to lose maybe? Because they're just going to bring you back to jail, although, you know, you might end up in the hole. Or they might, you know, take away privileges or something like that. I guess they could make your life more miserable. But if you're a guy who's in there for 4 years, say, like some of these 12 were, you know, then in there for drug charges or breaking and entering, disorderly conduct, that sort of thing.
To me, that's stupid.
Yeah, 4 years, you're an idiot.
If you're only in there for 4 years, don't risk being in there for so many more.
Exactly. So that's your determining factor is how long am I in for?
If I'm in for life, what's the downside?
Yeah.
What's the downside?
That can make me miserable? Okay.
11 of the 12 have already been captured, which is another thing that I'm fascinated with about jailbreaks is because how do they find them so fast? You know, even if you put the word out, it seems like it'd be pretty easy in a very short amount of time to get pretty far away from Alabama. But 11 of the 12 have already been captured. There is still one on the loose. But peanut butter guys, add that to the list.
Yeah.
Do we have a list?
I mean,
ways to escape?
If we started one.
I wonder if now they're going to start rethinking everything at the commissary, like things that you can get and things you can buy. Like,
why not?
Could this possibly
but who
work
could
in a jailbreak? I don't know.
Butter.
What if they're now like, oh, nail file? No.
But I mean, these guys in jail, they have
tampon. Like, they've got to start thinking.
Pocket knife, can't give those out anymore.
Can't.
Right.
They have nothing but time to spend every day, all day, looking for a flaw in the system. And who could I take advantage of to get out of here? And in this case, it sounds like they planned it pretty well to target
butter.
The new guy.
Peanut butter.
Unreal.
That's crazy. All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
Oh, that's right.
The Bachelorette Report. That, of course, was Petros. He's going to do that with Ralph this morning, like we do at 7:30. Paul McCartney's writing a song about Donald Trump.
Oh, no.
How badly do we want to listen to that song?
Oof.
Immediately. What was your bottoming out moment? What made you go sober? We have one based around Beer Mug's friend, hard to believe.
Huh.
Yeah. Who gave the speech at his wedding. He was his best man.
Oh.
Yeah, and it was pretty cringeworthy.
Yeah.
That bottoming out moment is no fun, obviously. It's the lowest point of your life. But thank God if you're a person who has one and recognize it as, oh, my God, I really have to get help. I can't put it off anymore.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, in it ends up being a blessing in disguise.
We have Jake Weary in studio from Animal Kingdom.
Darren.
How excited are we about that show? And we have Would You Like to Take That Back? And I had to edit it last night, and I hate all of you.
Oh.
You,
Not
Allie?
Me, though.
Yes, you.
No.
Ralph.
No.
And especially Bean.
Okay.
How dare you. Also the King of Mexico.
Oh.
On this one. And Beer Mug.
Oh, everyone got in.
Had one while we were on vacation, Bean.
Oh, I was looking forward to hearing that. No, I did not know that.
So that's coming up in a few minutes. We'll take a break. We'll come back with the Showbiz Beat next. LAOC's Alternative Rock. This is the world-famous K-Rock and the Kevin and Bean Show at 5:54.
Ralph Garman is here. Good morning,
what?
Sir.
What? Where is he?
He's right here. Huge fan. Where are you? Come here. Let me get a picture.
Ralph, I've been enjoying seeing the photos that you post from time to time of people wearing the Garmy t-shirts. Those are kind of awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, people seem to like those. Every once in a while, we punch out a new one, change things up. You can go to GarmyStrong.com if you're so inclined, if you want one of them. That's where you get them. GarmyStrong.com.
Good tip.
Yeah, I thought so. Spider-Man, right?
Yeah.
Is that a question?
Yes.
Okay,
The answer is yes.
Yes.
Happy anniversary, Spidey. On this day, back in 1962... a little publication called Amazing Fantasy number 15 hit the stands. And that comic book featured a one-off character that figured, well, no one's going to like a superhero based on a bug. Bugs are gross. So we'll just burn this guy off in Amazing Fantasies 15. Not going to give him his own book. Who wants a Spider-Man?
Right?
Who wants that guy? Turns out a lot of people.
This was a success.
It was a big success.
What year did you say, Ralph?
1962, Bean.
Wow. So that's, do the math for me. Is that 55 years?
55 years ago on this day.
Open up a blog.
Open up a blog.
Stan Lee created him, right?
Stan Lee and a gentleman named Steve Ditko. Steve Ditko, who, of course, later went on, Kevin, of course, to create.
Arby's?
Arby's, that's right. Yes. Went into the roast beef business after he finished being a cartoonist. He said, tired of all this creative drawing, I'm going to start carving up some yummy roast beef, put it on a Kaiser roll, and slap some horsey sauce on it.
Quite a career. Was Arby's right? That was the correct
answer? No, that was not the correct answer.
Oh, shoot, I thought
Believe
I had
it or not, I was making fun of Kevin's answer. He created many other superheroes, including The Question.
The Question.
So he peaked at Spider-Man. Then
no,
like.
He did not.
Spider-Man was the last good thing
the
he did.
The Creeper?
But that's Bean, yeah.
No, right? There's a superhero called The Creeper. Yeah.
There's a superhero called The Question.
Yes.
And does he just walk around and he's like, huh? What's his superhero?
He confuses people.
He has a blank face. He has faces blank.
Right.
Okay. Why isn't he Blank Man?
And he is...
Which would be sad.
Does he fight crime?
Just shooting blanks all the time. He'll never have another kid.
Talk to you people.
Does he fight crime with his
question face?
With his question face?
Yes, it's exactly what he does.
Okay. I'd love to tell you what he looks like.
I would have would be why.
Right.
I can't describe his face though. That's so dumb.
Congratulations to Victoria's Secret model Vita Sidorinka. Sidorkinia.
She's where on a yacht with Leonardo DiCaprio?
She's nowhere on a yacht with Leonardo DiCaprio because she got married this past weekend.
Oh.
The 23-year-old model said I do to Italian millionaire Valerio Morabito, who is 43 years old today, so is 20 years her senior. And yet still she finds him attractive. Huh. I can't imagine what it could be. Other than his millions of dollars. Oh, wait a minute. Millions of dollars. They got married on the Amalfi Coast last weekend. Here's the funny thing. I did a little reading about this wedding. Vita Sidorkina is a Russian supermodel. As I mentioned, she works for Victoria's Secret. She invited all of her friends to come to the wedding. All of her friends, by the way, are all also supermodels.
Well, sure.
So they all showed up. Wow, what an awful day for Valerio Morabito. The day you're marrying someone they bring everybody else who's incredibly hot to your wedding. So you're looking around the whole time going, what? I didn't know she existed. Come on. What, and that one, she's alive?
Can you call time out on your wedding?
You're going to have to. That's the one. Those are the people you don't want at your wedding on that day. It's bad enough you got to live that the rest of your life. But on the wedding day?
Yeah, that's hot.
Oh, I'm looking at a picture. They're a good-looking couple.
Right.
He's not just like some ugly Italian millionaire. He's all right. Good job, Vita.
Good job, Valerio.
Yes.
Morabito.
Yes.
He said, what's everybody doing here with the wedding? All the models. I can't believe it. Instead of his wedding.
Had a listener yesterday contact me, Ralph, that she's never going to listen to our show again because we were making fun of your comedian.
Yeah, I saw her.
Is that right?
I saw her tweet as well.
That broke her connection with us?
It did. Yep, that was the straw that broke the camel's back.
Wow.
How dare we attack Sebastian Magucciaroni? She was not having any of it. Hmm. So I simply responded with a meme, one of my favorite memes of all time, which is the late, great Powers Booth from Tombstone. And I quoted him what he said to Wyatt Earp as he was leaving town. Well, bye. That's all I said to the young lady.
I don't want people to stop listening.
Oh, but who cares?
I mean, her, though, we could give up,
right? Oh, come on.
I mean, honestly.
Look, for every one of hers, I'd like to think that two people say, you're right, that guy's awful.
Yeah.
They'll start listening. We'll be fine. We'll be fine, really. Okay. But seriously.
Because that comedian is awesome.
Right. So even if you lose...
not our fault.
If you lose a listener who that's where she draws the line, really aren't we better off, really, in the long run, in the big picture?
I see that argument.
Right? Rabbit, rabbit. That's what I say.
Did you hear that?
That'll bring all the girls to the yard, like my milkshake.
Did you know he's been doing that his whole life?
It once again goes beyond reconciling the.
Yeah.
Well said.
Thank you.
People say, why do you guys make fun of Bean so much? And he won't allow us not to.
Because I'm trying hard to make the world a better place, and that upsets everyone.
That's what it is. Here's a guy who doesn't believe in astrology or God or any number of things that people have faith in, but rabbit, he thinks there's a shot. Maybe that's the one. Maybe that's the thing that actually, of all the mysteries in the world, that might be the one that actually works. The first day of the month rabbit chant.
Where's the downside? You tell me where the downside is.
Right.
Well, you wasted our time this morning on it.
Today's celebrity birthdays.
Put that in the podcast, by the way. You need to have a little piece of paper next to you, and just when you come up with something that you think of, write it down for the podcast.
You need a big whiteboard behind you, one of those dry erase markers.
I like it.
Jot down rabbit.
Three times.
Chuck D! You know Chuck D.
Sure.
Public Enemy, Prophets of Rage. 57 years old today. Coolio!
Can't have a party without Coolio!
Right.
Yo, what's up? It's Coolio with the Flow of the Neighborhood Ghetto Witch Doctor Superhero down to go toe-to-toe with any Hank Frank and Joe Shea from the 4-0. T-H-E-V-Z, 40 Thieves in the house, Mass Circle for Life, baby!
Okay, thanks, gentlemen, Coolio. Thanks for coming by.
All right, yeah.
Can't have a party without Coolio.
Well, I've heard that. Although we tried... Remember when he started cooking?
I do. Yeah. Cooking with Coolio?
That was not a party.
I enjoyed it.
It was terrible.
Aquaman, Jason Momoa, celebrates his 38th birthday. You all right, Ellie?
I mean, wow.
You like him dirty, don't you?
Yeah.
Ellie's a dirty girl.
No, there's...
Look at that Darren from the Cody family.
Sure.
Yeah, Darren's hot. Wow, though.
Okay.
Momoa.
All right.
We get it.
And L.A. Clippers guard Austin Rivers.
Don't feel like you have to mention that one.
Celebrates his 25th birthday. I don't know how he ended up on the list.
Right?
That's so strange when Clippers end up on my celebrity birthday
strange.
List. I wonder
who puts your birthday list together?
I think we outsource it.
Do we?
There's a firm I think Mozambique.
What's up?
Oh, that's right. It's Dave, the King of Mexico. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Congratulations to Willie from Pomona. Just picked up tickets to Six Flags Magic Mountain, Six Flags Hurricane Harbor, San Diego Zoo, San Diego Safari Park, Knott's Berry Farm, and Knott's Soak City, which we're giving away all week here on K-Rock. Keep listening to K-Rock to win yours, and you can also go to krock.com to enter in a different way. I wish I hadn't said it like that.
You were on a roll.
Does Willie not, is he not willing to give up his last name? Like, what's this dude hiding? Oh, no, I'm just Willie. Just call me Willie. No last name. It's kind of weird, right?
I don't think they ever put last names.
Oh, sure. Every time.
No, only 99.9% of the time they put up the winner's first and last name in city. Huh. When they win a prize. So it's odd that Willie is withholding that information. He's a very private person. So good luck going to all those theme parks, not having people see you, Willie.
Maybe he's probably on the run from the authorities.
Maybe so. Yeah. Do you guys remember a few months ago we had on a gentleman who had created an app? I thought it was a great idea. I don't know how successful it ended up being, but it was called Hater. Remember the Hater dating app?
Yes.
So as opposed to most of the dating apps where you go on and you look for people who like the same sorts of things you do. Hey, I love football. Hey, I love walks on the beach. Hey, I love traveling, whatever it is. It's the opposite. You choose from a menu of things that you hate, and that way you don't end up with a Harry Potter fan, for instance, if you hate the idea of Harry Potter. I mean, it's a pretty good idea, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I would put in, hate people who say rabbit, rabbit, rabbit on the first of every month. Or is it bunny? Sorry.
Then you would be missing out on a phenomenal date. So Hater, the dating app that recommends romantic matches based on a shared hatred of the same thing, they have determined what users in each of America's 50 states hate the most, and they have published the list just this week. It's in the Daily Mail UK. So, Chip, have you used this? Is Hater one that you've used?
No.
Okay. Apparently, you don't just come up with which ones you like. Apparently, you swipe, 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 swipe through a list of like 1,000 things, and you can pick as many as you want to put on your profile of things that you hate. So these aren't things necessarily that you come up with.
Right.
But when you see gluten-free, you go, oh, yeah, I don't want any part of that. And then you click on gluten-free. And then they try to match you with whoever has the most like hates, okay? By the way, in this list of the most popular in each state, gluten-free was number one, for instance, in Wyoming. People in Wyoming don't want to have any kind of business with gluten-free people.
Huh.
Some of them are so fascinating. Some of them don't surprise me, but some of them are really fascinating. Allie, the great state of Massachusetts, for instance, when you hear it, you won't be surprised. But any guess what is hated most
Yankees
among
people who live in Massachusetts?
How dare you?
Nope. You are on the right track, Allie. Eli Manning is the number one hated
item. Oh, well, that makes more sense, doesn't it?
Which makes a lot of sense because of the Patriots and the Giants and their rivalry. New Jersey, most hated thing is jellyfish. I mean, I guess that makes sense.
Christy?
If you're going, I would think so too, right? If you're going to the beach, maybe jellyfish. Florida doesn't like couples that work out together. If you've seen Florida, you know that there are very few people in Florida that are working out at all. Kevin, your home state of Arizona, the most hated item, sand.
What's up, Arizona?
Sand.
Sand is the most. Now, I know it's a largely desert
state. It is, yeah.
So is that, do you think it's that don't take me, you know, dune buggying? Or is that I don't want to go to, I don't want to have, you know, get sand in my underwear?
No, I think it's walking on sand because the sand is the face of the sun hot.
Oh, yeah. Walking on sand.
Yeah,
maybe.
It's worst.
The least surprising,
and
most
all of
hated
our beaches, you know?
I was thinking that, yeah.
Well, there's a lot of recreation, maybe not beaches, but there's a lot of water and things like that, a lot of lakes and things like that in Arizona.
Thank you, Bean.
Here is the least surprising one on the entire list. The most hated item in the state of Utah. I bet you guys can even guess this one.
Hated item in Utah.
Vodka.
All right, good guess.
Caffeine.
Porn.
That's not true, Utah. Look at the numbers.
I have heard that as well, Allie. Yeah. But at least they're not willing to admit that they're watching it a lot. They're saying that they hate it anyway.
Liars.
Survey would have been very different if Allie still lived there.
Very different. Sure. There are a couple more that are surprising on this hater app list. Delaware, number one most hated thing. Casey Affleck. Like, why did Casey ever get to Delaware?
How did they even put his name on that list of things to hate?
That's
weird.
Maybe there were a lot of people hating him at the time of the promotion for that that big movie that he was in, and everybody was kind of bringing up his domestic violence in the past. And
oh,
they
I see.
Put him on there.
Not domestic violence. It was
what was it?
Sexual harassment.
Okay. Virginia, how about this? The most hated thing, dabbing pizza grease with a napkin.
That's the most hated thing?
Come on.
That doesn't seem like an odd item to hate that much, right?
I hate Casey Affleck more than that.
Pennsylvania, people who use money clips. I can't imagine what that...
What?
I don't. Missouri, people who believe in aliens. Kansas hates Seinfeld, you guys.
Oh, Kansas.
Seinfeld is the most hated thing in Kansas.
Yes.
That's crazy.
Apparently. So you can find a match on hater. It's okay if you love tuberculosis as long as you don't love Seinfeld, apparently. Is that just because it's just too New York for Kansas people, maybe? South Dakota hates the New York Times, perhaps for the same reason, I guess. Illinois hates biting string cheese.
Well, that's, I support that.
It could be annoying. Yeah. Kentucky hates friends that ask you to help them move. In Washington, D.C., I want to know what you guys think about this. Number one from the hater app, the idea that everyone has a soulmate.
Oh.
Wow.
Gee, that's
it's a little deeper than some of that Ohio tying a tie, isn't it?
Wow. Man.
Do you guys think that everybody has a soulmate? I don't.
No.
I think there's thousands of people that you could potentially have a happy relationship.
Right. But how does having a soulmate rise to the number one hated thing?
Yeah. It's a weird list, isn't it?
That's crazy.
It's very weird. South Carolina, DUI checkpoints. Oh, I hate it when they catch those drunk drivers.
Jeez.
Anyway, hater app. If it sounds good, please. By the way, just a quick PS to the hater conversation. I totally forgot to mention California, number one hated thing, California, according to the hater dating app.
Yep.
Fidget spinners.
Huh.
They'll keep you away from a potential romantic liaison. Fidget spinners.
That's a good thing to maybe miss out on. A quality person.
I guess that'd be all right. All right. Who's in trouble here, Kevin?
Well, I mean, everyone's in here, including Beer Mug and Dave, the King of Mexico.
Convention.
Wow. And it's time for...
Would you like to take that back? Would you like to take that back? Tell me, would you take that back? Would you like to take that back? Would you like to take that back? Tell me, would you take that back?
I feel like Kevin, more than anyone, is angered by this kind of material that ends up in Would You Like to Take That Back? And he seems to be the one who's demanding accountability here.
This is the number one on his hate list. He's not dating anyone who's in this file.
I don't like this type of humor, and I don't make it. And that's usually why I'm not in it, because it's not great. And the first one, my God, Bean. We were talking about an animal story for the Wheel O, and Bean had to jump in like a bull in a china shop with his punchline. Uncle Fat.
Yay!
Uncle Fat, the obese monkey put on a diet.
I don't like the sound of this, but maybe there's an upside. Maybe there's a silver lining. What's going on with Uncle Fat?
This is from Bangkok. A morbidly obese...
Bangkok, Oriental City?
A morbidly obese wild...
Would you like to take that back?
He had to jump in and stop the actual progress. He didn't even wait for a break in conversation. Bangkok, Oriental City!
Well, if you're Bangkok, you got to come with Oriental City.
Come on.
Would you like to take that back?
Now, dude. Ralph, you may have had the self-control to not say it, but you certainly thought it, right?
Of course. You hear Bangkok, automatically you think Oriental City.
Right. But do you jump in and force...
I get my kicks above the waistline, sunshine.
Would you like to take that back?
I am going to agree with the monkey and say that that did not contribute to the forward motion of the play.
How dare you? I would insist not take something.
Well, you're
back.
Wrong and you're next, Ralph.
Yeah.
He's doing birthdays.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Banks is 29 years old today. Oh, Banks. Right?
She's a good deal.
She's got a feud going with Savings and Loan. I've heard.
Nope.
Yep.
Would you like to take that back?
I mean, come on.
Don't do it.
I mean, come on.
Don't
listen
do it.
To the joy it brought
don't
people.
Don't do it.
Oh, laughers.
You mean the guy that you
people
don't
are
trust
laughing. My work here is done. No, sir.
Yay. Wow. All right. Bean is up next.
Oh, come on.
Ralph, it's on Monday, and Ralph was doing the top 10 movies.
Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Men Tell No Tales at 6. Rough Night, Scarlett Johansson's new comedy, debuted with just $8 million.
Sounds like that had a rough weekend.
Oh, my God.
Really?
Come on, man.
Would you like to take that back?
Look, I clearly was
take
doing
it back.
That. I was clearly making fun of the dumb things that you see entertainment journalists say. Because that would have been an actual headline of Access Hollywood. You see what I'm saying, though?
Yes, of course.
I was faking. It was a joke.
Stop talking about it. Will you just vote yes or no?
He was doing a parody of the kind of reporting that show business outlets do.
So I'm going to say no, I'm not going to take that back because I didn't mean it to be funny. I meant it to be a statement on the state of journalism.
All right, Mark.
journalism.
It's a statement on the state of journalism.
We're going to have to fight again. Would you like to take that back?
What you just said.
That I'll take back.
Yeah,
all right.
That's a little overreach.
We were on vacation. Ralph was here doing showbiz. Muggs was in the studio.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
And Ralph,
good times. Remember Muggs?
That was an awesome time. Ralph was doing a story about the cast of Hawaii Five-0.
Daniel Day Kim and Grace Park have parted ways with Hawaii Five-0, the wildly popular TV show there on CBS. Apparently, their contracts ran out and they could not come to a deal with CBS Television Studios.
Would you say CBS couldn't book them, Ralph? Thank you very much.
That's amazing.
Because that's a popular line of dialogue from Hawaii Five-0.
I would like to say, do not take that back.
You are right. I will not take that back.
Well done. Bean is up next.
No, haven't we had enough of my side of the table here? Come on.
We have it every day, Bean. That's why we do this. Ralph's showbiz talking about the season premiere of Game of Thrones.
Last night on season 7's premiere of HBO's Game of Thrones, there was a little cameo appearance. Turns out that Maisie Williams, who plays Arya, Arya Stark, on that show, she is a huge fan of Ed Sheeran's, and they've become buddies. And so Ed came by to do a little cameo on that show, and he appeared on last night's season premiere as a traveling soldier who also happens to be a little bit of a songster, sits around the fire with the other soldiers and serenades them.
Any word on whether Ed Sheeran found the castle on the hill while he was on the show?
Oh, Bean, no one knows that song but you and me.
It was a number one song.
No one cares. Put
it in the file. It's a big Ed Sheeran hit.
Even if everyone knows it, it was crap. Would you like to take it back? Right?
Really?
Yep.
Yeah. Really? Man.
Come on, Bean, you can't even
that.
That
was a stinky one.
Okay, I'll take it back.
Next up is Ralph.
Come on!
He's talking about Kenny Rogers quitting touring.
Say goodbye to live performance. Kenny Rogers will be retiring. Oh, what a touching evening it's going to be. And what an appropriate final tribute concert it will be, too, when you look at the guests. Dolly Parton will join Kenny Rogers on stage. Alison Krauss. And, of course, the Flaming Lips. The Flaming Lips will also be performing.
What?
Yes.
Flaming Lips will be performing.
Come on now.
Hi, I'm sad. I'm sorry to see you.
How sad can you be about Kenny Rogers?
A terrific artist who still, it's not like he's old and can't sing anymore, still sounds great. Yeah. Sad to see him get off the road.
But I think you know, he recognizes the energy it takes. 78 years old. Yeah. The energy it takes to tour, the way to get out there. I think you have to know when to fold him. I think he has decided.
You go to hell.
You go straight to hell. Would you like to take that back? Here's what I do admire about that is Ralph knew the punchline and led up to it for about, 3 minutes.
Yeah.
What?
Would you like to take that back?
Yeah, I'll take that back. That's low hanging fruit right there. That's beneath me.
All right, the King of Mexico is up next. We were doing an internet roundup and talking about people who name their kids after famous celebrities.
But I bet there are lots of Beyoncés now, sure. Because that's now a name. Yes, I bet there are.
I don't think there's very many Beyoncés out there.
Really?
You don't think Beyoncé?
You don't think there are a million ladies out there who love and admire Beyoncé?
Maybe just the single ones.
Oh, jeez.
File. Has Dave been in the file?
You get right out. You get out right now.
Would you like to take that back?
Come on. That's awesome.
I see you all nodding your head. I ain't taking that back.
Hell yeah. You would have said a story about Beyonce and you mentioned ladies, you gotta go single, right? You got to. That's the Bangkok Oriental City of Beyonce's world.
But delivered well.
Yeah.
All right. We were doing a Metallica game, the Wheel of Celebrity Voices. Earlier in the day, we had talked to Al Gore, and he was giving some clues.
Our Metallica fans, by the way, have been very good contestants at all the games this week.
Let's go to Dennis in Northridge. Hi, Dennis.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Very good. Thank you. See who you get to read your lyrics. Oh, it's former Vice President Al Gore.
Al, you're back.
How about that?
I enjoyed my interview with you all so much, I came back.
And I'm sorry if I called you Al. I'm sorry if that was offensive to you. I didn't
you
mean any disrespect.
You can call me Al.
Yeah!
Nope. Just now excited.
Come on.
I was trying to
Nothing made me happier this whole week.
Would you like to take that back?
I mean, honestly.
I can't speak for Al Gore. I don't know what he's going to do. You gotta talk to Al Gore. I don't know.
I'm gonna guess that he wouldn't because of the joy it brought.
He absolutely wouldn't.
It was sort of a Make-A-Wish Foundation moment. That's for sure.
Okay, we know the song, B. We know you can call me out. We know. We get it.
Paul Simon's.
Yeah,
song,
we get
call
that.
Me out.
So that's. Would you like to? LNOC's alternative rock. This is the world famous K Rock and the Kevin and Bean Show at 6:53.
We'll give you all the details on the latest limited edition Kevin and Bean t-shirt coming up in about 20 minutes or so here on K-Rock. Also next hour, the Bachelorette Report with Ralph and Petras talking about last night's episode. And coming up just after top of the hour, we'll check in with our friend Paul McCartney.
Yeah.
About his new Donald Trump song that apparently is going to be on the next record.
Somebody's at the door.
That's what I heard. It's Paul McCartney. Look, are the lyrics he was writing 40 years ago. I can't wait to see what he's come up with in 2017 writing about our president. So that's coming up on K-Rock. First, Ralph's here with the Showbiz Beat on a Tuesday.
Hope you can find a rhyme for Scaramucci. 10 days, man. That's going to be a record.
Yeah, it is a record. Shortest serving communications secretary in U.S. presidential history.
By a long shot.
Yeah. We need a call-in of the quickest you've ever been fired.
I like it.
That's a good idea.
In a job.
This was the seventh senior White House official who has been shown the door in the first six months of the presidency.
Well-oiled machine, okay?
But what about the best people, though? I thought you were getting the best people.
I have the best people. Uh-huh. We need a clean slate. We need a lot of clean slates.
A lot of clean
slates.
Our
slates are very dirty. We need to clean them. The cleanest slates. Anyone's ever seen. Tremendous slates.
Let me tell you, I'm a really smart guy.
He is. There's no denying that. You know who else is really smart? George Clooney. And kind, and nice, and better than you.
Yeah, he's better than all of us.
Yeah, he's the best. The George Clooney Foundation for Justice, which sounds like they should have a superhero headquarters, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Is he a superhero now?
Yes, he is. He's been for some time. They've teamed up with Google and Hewlett-Packard and UNICEF to open 7 public schools for young Syrian refugees.
Aww.
These are kids coming out of Syria who have been displaced because of the war. And they're expected to open in Lebanon later this year. 7 schools to take in Syrian refugees, and they've given them a public school education.
Wow.
George and Amal Clooney released a statement saying that victims of geography and circumstance should not mean that there isn't hope for them, and they aim to put them on a path to become the future leaders their generation desperately needs. So, pretty cool. Pretty cool way to spend some money and do the right thing. And then there's Scott Disick on the other end of the spectrum. How not to spend your money. He is just as classy as ever. Over the weekend, he was at a shindig in the Hamptons there in New York. And witnesses say he was sloppy drunk, grabbing young ladies and yelling out that his unit needed attending to.
Oh, dear.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Someone tend to this, he kept grabbing himself and saying.
Let the romance begin.
Right? Let's let the romance begin. Speaking of romance, how about that Harry Potter lingerie, right? That's what I'm saying. Right?
I saw the photo.
You did.
And there's some controversy about it not being available for sale? Is that what's happening?
No, it's available for sale.
It is available. Okay.
Yeah. They're accepting pre-orders now over at Yandy.com. Yandy, by the way, my favorite website in the world.
Is it?
Yandy.com.
What is Yandy? What do they do?
Yandy is the website for ladies' clothing. They specialize in the sexy Halloween costume.
All right.
So you would be like sexy Chernobyl worker or sexy Ebola victim or whatever, anything you can think of for Halloween, they've got the sexy version of it. The wildly inappropriate sexy costumes.
Everybody knows Halloween is just a free pass for girls to dress like sluts. They just have to call it a costume.
So Yandy has announced their fantasy lingerie line, which includes lingerie inspired by Alice in Wonderland, Wonder Woman, Little Red Riding Hood, and now Harry Potter. It is called the Magical Student Fantasy, which is a sheer lace gray crop top and a white collar and a burgundy high-waisted panty with gray lace trim and the like a severe cut back section and a striped tie, a matching striped tie.
Sure.
And some people are saying it's inappropriate to base such a sexy line of lingerie on what is largely believed to be a children's book.
Yeah, it's kind of a children's school uniform, too.
Right, but I say, wangicus, right? Get out the magic wand, that's what I say, right?
Is that what you
say? What's the spell? The wand chooses the wizard, that's all I gotta say. Wangicus!
We don't need the hand
wangicus
motion at all.
Wangicus!
You need to say it without showing it,
just
Ralph.
Saying.
Put it away, Ralph.
I did
see enough time. We spent enough time in HR without you waving that around.
To grab my Slytherin, right?
I did see an article, and it made me laugh. It said, to help you slither into the bedroom. I was like, all right, Harry Potter. That's great.
Yep.
All right.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Jason Momoa, soon to be seen as Aquaman. Nobody's going to make any Aquaman jokes anymore, folks. With this new badass Aquaman coming
out. Because he
way.
Still talks to fish.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, we still have time before today. It comes out, don't we?
Coolio's 54 and Chuck D.
Solo.
Hey, Coolio. Hi, Coolio. Chuck D. from Prophets of Rage and Public Enemy is 57 years old. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Look.
Okay.
Paul McCartney, maybe in the day, was a great songwriter.
Possibly. But that day was arguably the greatest songwriter of all time.
But that day and those times were a long time ago.
I disagree to a certain extent.
Do you?
Yes. For instance.
For instance, the
last
Meet Free Monday.
Meet Free Monday.
It's a fun day.
It's a fun day.
And it's happening all around the world.
Yeah, not just nationally. All around.
Meet Free Monday.
Oh, going back to meet. Okay.
It's a fun day.
All right, good. Yeah.
And it's happening all around the world.
Unless that was a song for children, that is trash.
It couldn't be worse, that song.
Okay, good.
It deserves all the scorn in the world.
Okay,
he,
good.
He was just trying to make a vegetarian statement, and I think the message got lost in the fact that the song is terrible. But here's what I'm saying about Paul McCartney. In recent years, like even on his last album, New, yeah, Queenie Eye was dumb, but the title track was a great song. Was one of the best songs he's done in a long, long time. So I think the spark is still there sometimes.
Hmm.
But he works best, I think, with collaborators. And I think he needs somebody else to say, hey, Paul, dial that down.
He does have a new album coming out later this year. And on it is a song about Donald Trump.
That's what he's saying. He's saying, look, you can't live in the world is so crazy right now. You've got to address it. I mean, he's a songwriter. That's what he does is he reflects what's going on in his head and what's going on in the times in which he lives. So I don't know what to expect from that. But from time to time, we are lucky enough to get Sir Paul McCartney himself on the show. And I believe we've got him on the phone on K-Rock right now.
Someone's
hey, Paul.
Knocking at the door. No. Somebody's ringing the bell. Hello.
Hi.
Yes.
Oh,
we were talking about your Letterman song yesterday on the show, as a matter of fact.
Oh, I wasn't singing. There's somebody at my door.
Oh, I see. You need to go get that, or you got a second?
Someone will let him in.
So, Paul, my friend Kevin here feels like maybe it's time to put down the pen. Do you still think you have a songwriting ability?
Of course I do. I've got lots of ideas, lots of things to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't stop, you know, writing just because you're getting older.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, you stop
sometimes,
writing.
Sometimes, you know, you get a lot of knowledge and you get a lot of experience in the world. And that way you just, you know, you put all those things into your work.
Did you put all those into Meat Free Monday?
Yeah, I did. It was one of my best songs.
One of your best songs.
Yeah, because, you see, a lot of people had stopped eating meat on Mondays.
Had they?
Yes.
No, okay.
No, that's how you were trying to get people to stop eating meat. You were promoting vegetarianism.
Right. On Mondays.
Mm-hmm. Right. That was a good. You thought that would be a good start for people. I understand what you're trying to do, but the song was terrible, Paul.
You should have heard Taco Tuesdays.
So
Wheatgrass Wednesday.
Oh, really? There was more? Wow.
Turkey Thursday. I went back to meat on Thursday.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
And then on Fridays, I had some ice cream.
Okay. All right. Well, All right. Good for you, Grandpa.
On Sunday.
Right.
I'm going to rework that.
Yeah.
Okay. So what about this Donald Trump song? I mean, it's
it's automatically, you know that there are going to be millions of Americans who will dislike it if it's critical of the president, and millions of people will dislike it if it's positive
for
the president.
Well, it's not one of those things you can just ignore, you know, and it's happening in the world.
So what do you do? How do you handle it?
Well, you have to talk about what's happening, I think, in America right now, because, you know, back in the 60s, you know, we had a lot of people fighting for their rights, and, you know, it seems like it's a bit of a backslide. No, mm-hmm. people are losing the rights again.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So I think it had to be addressed, and so I've come up with some new songs.
Oh, new songs.
Yeah. Well, I haven't decided which one to put on the album yet.
Okay.
It's been a lot of ideas, and so I've been working them out.
Could we help?
Yeah, maybe you could tell me which one you like.
Okay. Okay.
They're all original new songs.
All original, okay.
All original, brand new ideas.
Okay.
All based on, you know, what's happening in America and politics.
Right, okay. Mm-hmm. Let's hear it.
All right, well, I'm just working here in the studio. I'll noodle some out for you. Here we go. Okay. They live and let Trump.
What the?
Live and let Trump.
Okay, Paul.
Live and let Trump.
Paul?
Live and let Trump.
That's an existing song.
That's your Live and Let Die.
I just played it for you. I know it exists.
No. You wrote Live and Let Die in 1973. There's nothing new about it. You just changed.
I think I would remember that.
Well, you just changed one word there, though. Let's not use that one.
Plus, here's another idea. Okay. I'll play this one.
All right.
Flew in from Palm Beach, Mar-a-Lago. I was restless in my seat. It was really turbulent in first class. All night I was posting tweets. I'm back by the USSR. I'm Vladdy Putin's bitch boy. Backed by the US, backed by the US, backed by the USSR.
I'm not like going to lie, that one could stay.
It's not bad.
That's good.
To Russia.
Right? Yes, we get that.
I like this one, next one. Your wall, it's stalled. I don't think you'll get it built at all. Your border wall.
I mean, the melody's great, but people kind of already know and love it as Michelle. I don't know that you could just switch that one up.
How about this one? Conway. Donald loves Kellyanne Conway. Spicer and Mooch are gone, but she's here to stay. Oh, Donald loves Kellyanne Conway.
Wow.
I mean, it's just, like it's just yesterday.
Just yesterday is all that is.
Yeah, you got fired yesterday. Got a
moochie. Yeah. I'm saying your song. It's the song yesterday. You just reworked the lyrics there.
No, I wrote that about a week ago.
Oh, did you? Mm.
Maybe I'm amazed that you became the president. Maybe I'm afraid by the way you govern.
You got a lot of ideas this time around, Paul.
I think this is the one that's really going to work.
Okay.
Ivory and ivory. That's how Donald Trump wants it to be. Only white folks on the inside. Let's hide his new key.
It's a hit.
I like this one for his daughter. Lady Ivanka, Donald is your dad. It's so creepy that he wants to bone you back.
It is Kevin and Bean limited edition t-shirt number two time, you guys. We had so much fun and raised so much money for charity with the Quitters Never Give Up t-shirt, which was gifted to us by Kevin. Those are brilliant words that came out of Kevin's mouth, and we put them on a t-shirt along with his face, and you bought a million of them.
And by brilliant words, you mean?
I mean the words to live by.
Right,
I mean, Quitters never give up.
Right.
I can't argue with that.
Yeah.
This time around, we have chosen a young woman that we fell very deeply in love with. She was reporting on a story in Bakersfield, California. You remember this lady?
No, this isn't home for 57-year-old Roger Logan.
I do.
Home is in Mississippi, where Logan spent majority of his time confined to a reclining chair.
Listen to that lady's voice,
by
the way.
She's the best.
Mm-hmm. And at some point in the news report, she says,
this was a success.
And we have never laughed harder at anything than
this was a success.
And we've been hearing it from you, and now it's on a t-shirt, and you can buy it, and you can own it, and you can wear it, and you can love it.
These are 24 hours only. They go on sale Thursday at 10 a.m. to Friday at 10 a.m. You go to krock.com/success, S-U-S-S-E-S-S. And you can see the shirts. They're for guys and girls. They're $19.99 plus tax. That gets you the shirt, and part of the proceeds go to Friends and Helpers, our charity for abused women and children.
And the important part about this is 24 hours. This isn't the type of thing to hear about and think, oh, that'll be fun next month or next year. No, they're only available, and we're not going to reprint them. So it's a one-time-only deal, so get it while they last in that 24-hour period from Thursday at 10 a.m. until Friday morning at 10 a.m. And God bless our friend Lightning, by the way, at the Long Beach Clothing Company, who has hooked us up with a system that he uses at his shop where they take the orders and they know exactly how many they're going to make. It's not like they just go in and run off thousands and thousands and thousands of them and then have a bunch left over. They're only making as many as we sell. So there aren't any more once they're gone. And he amazed me last time around. Even though we sold so many more t-shirts than we expected, he had his little worker elves come in and work so hard to get all of those out. I don't know. I think he mailed every one of them out within like 3, 4, 5 days or something like that, didn't he?
Yeah, pretty much.
Very impressive.
Yeah, people got them within 10 days of the order. So this is not something you're going to have to wait weeks and weeks. But I did have one question about this krock.com / success, and that is the model for the lady
right
is so pretty.
Right? Because we are making the shirts for girls.
Of course we are.
Uh-huh.
What's wrong with the male model? What's going on with that dude?
Just as attractive, I'd say.
Because that's a face you don't see on a model very often.
I want to look like that guy.
Well, good news, Kevin. Good news you do. So the This Was a Success t-shirt with Kevin and Bean's animated faces on them. It's a great-looking t-shirt, and they're high-quality shirts, and I think the price is very reasonable, $19.99. It's hard to find t-shirts that cheap these days, plus tax, and a part of the proceeds benefits the Friends and Helper Foundation. But you got to order them when they go on sale, Thursday, 10 a.m., only through Friday, 10 a.m. Get all the details at krock.com. This particular season of The Bachelorette, I feel like started when I was in high school.
What?
And Rachel's still trying to find love, Ralph?
Yes. She's there for all the right reasons.
Apparently
she's on a journey.
It's time for The Bachelorette Report. Hit it, Steve.
Well, his name is Ralph Garman, and he loves The Bachelorette. Yeah. With Petros Papadakis always watching it. Yeah. Watching dumb dudes without any regrets. It's The Report on The Bachelorette. Ow!
Let's welcome your co-host for the segment, the great Petros Papadakis from the Petros Money Radio Show at AM 570 LA Sports. Is it true, P, that you are on vacation but still showing up for this report this morning?
Well, it's true. I'm not doing radio this week with my partner. Mm-hmm. However, I'm only living like a burnout here in the Riviera Redondo Beach area. I'm not going anywhere. I'm just, you know,
chilling,
fully embracing a burnout lifestyle.
You're chilling like a villain?
Yeah, the tops of my feet are so tan.
And how do we feel? What's the verdict on the staycation? Is that a thing anymore or no?
I mean, I'm just here.
Yeah, I feel like we're off topic.
No, let's do another 8 minutes on vacations.
Here's what we'd like to say. Thanks for coming on the radio this morning,
right,
Petros.
That's so what we're trying
talk
to get
about
at.
The Bachelorette.
It's my pleasure to be here. I want to remind Ralph and everybody else, we did have some good times on this season. It has come to a screeching, tediously boring halt.
Come on, the men told all last night. First of all, I loved everyone turning on the evil people that we hated. Everyone got their due hatred. Blake and Lucas.
Like the beating of a dead horse.
No, but I really hated that horse, so I like to watch it being beat, even though it's dead. Like Blake and Lucas, those are the two guys who were going at each other, who were more concerned about each other than they were her. I think Adam really summed it up for all of us.
Blake was talking more about Lucas than he was actually trying to cultivate his relationship. And then
that's what you saw.
There was so much waboom where it should have just kind of been like, well, bye. Just get out.
Yeah.
See?
Waboom should have been wabye.
That guy wrote that line in April.
Yeah. It's been in his vest pocket for some time now.
God, I hate these guys.
And DeMario. DeMario was the guy who got busted at the gym after the basketball game by his girlfriend who came in and said,
you still
have my keys. And he's like, who's this?
And I told you, she was just a side piece. He had a good explanation for what happened. People might not like it. But he did say he was keeping it 100, and he was, Ralph. That's real life, man.
But he also told my buddy Crispy Harrison that he was dating that girl. That happened.
Well, look, he was just trying to get through, you know? I mean, dating, having sex with late at night, is there a difference?
Well, DeMario seems to think that he's on your side, P, that there's no proof, no ocular proof that they ever dated.
Facts are facts. Show me a picture of her and I. Show
okay.
anything of
But here, you here's know. The thing. I feel like the story's changing a little bit now.
It's not changing.
I feel like now you're really distancing yourself from Lexi.
Is there any ocular facts that her and I dated?
What does that mean?
Ocular facts means some type of...
DeMario.
Some type of proof that her and I dated.
The fact that I have is I had this guy, DeMario, tell me...
Yeah.
He dated her, and he had been in a relationship with her.
DeMario didn't tell you that. That's caught him.
I have it on tape. I do have that on tape.
There's no ocular facts.
Who's ever heard of that?
Bad optics on that, because there is, look, this guy takes a picture of himself on Instagram on the hour, every hour, on the half, and when news breaks. And honestly, there was no pictures of that skinny tarantula-looking woman.
No ocular facts. You're backing him with no ocular facts.
No optics.
All right.
Wow.
Then we got to Lee, racist Lee. Lee, the singer-songwriter of racism.
Man, did he have to apologize.
Well, he was busted, cold busted by his tweets that they brought out on stage, put up on the big screen, and Chris Harrison read them out loud.
Pretty sweet.
I want to look at this last tweet again. What's the difference between the NAACP and the KKK? One has a sense of shame to cover their racist ass faces. Josiah, what do you want from Lee?
Lee, it's hard for me to fathom that you are somebody other than somebody who has racist views.
Woo! Racism!
Yeah.
Lee twisted himself into a pretzel just trying to avoid calling himself a racist, though, last night. They kept saying, well, just say what you are. It's like, well, I learned some things. I may have been mistaken. Just say you're racist. I've learned that I'm not the same man that I was. It was funny to watch.
So my dad is in the NAACP. Does that mean he's a racist?
Yes, it does. And he should cover his face with a sheet, I guess. I'm confused. Then Dean. Oh, poor Dean. I think we were thinking last night maybe Dean's being groomed to be the next Bachelor.
But he's the only thing they got, and they got Swami Dad.
But then they said he's going to be in paradise. Usually they don't put the Bachelor in paradise.
Well, they do if he can sling it.
Anyway, Dean was confused.
They pulled him out of paradise and made him the Bachelor in the past.
Yeah, maybe. Like they did with Nick, right?
Yeah.
Rachel came out on stage, and Dean was still heartbroken because she admitted when they met the Swami that she was in love with him. And then she sent him home.
Right.
I am just still kind of confused about why you told me you were falling in love with me and got the boot like 4 days later, you know?
But I meant it like 100%. Like in that moment when you were like, I'm falling in love with you, it was a feeling that I had already had before that. Mm-hmm. And I told you that when I was sending you home, which I mean, I know you didn't really want to hear again at that moment.
Yeah. Does she hear herself?
When I sent you home and I kicked you out, I told you how much I loved you. Didn't you hear me?
What?
I mean, but when they get down to the final four or whatever, they're all saying they love each other to each other. She says that to all four guys,
doesn't
she?
Well, maybe she shouldn't, I think is Dean's point. Why do you say you love me as
you... She should have told the truth. She slowly she loved Dean, but she couldn't fathom and sit there while he slowly turned himself into a shark. His eyes are coming further and further apart. He's got those big fake teeth. It's Shark Week.
And I don't think she wanted to have Thanksgiving with the Swami every year.
Come
I don't
on.
Think she wanted that.
I'd like Swami that.
They don't have Thanksgiving.
They do. They get a bowl of quinoa or something. Rachel also teed off on Lee, which I thought was pretty sweet.
Please know that you could exit stage left and meet me backstage, and I'd be more than happy to give you a Black History lesson. A lesson on women's rights. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you very much.
Apologize.
And lastly, Kenny did something, our wrestler buddy Kenny. He did something that I've been waiting for to see on the Bachelor Mental All Edition for years. I don't know why no one has ever thought of this before, but Kenny was smart enough to say, look, in case things don't go your way with these other guys.
Good for him.
Oh, wow.
You know, if Brian, Eric, or Peter don't work out, you already know my number, girl. I'm not
right? Put in a pitch. Usually they don't last. Those relationships don't last.
That's
so
pretty strong.
Throw your hat back in the ring. Things to work out. You know where to reach me.
That's pretty strong.
Text. You don't have to tell everybody.
But there's then there's ocular facts.
Right?
Right. Ocular facts.
Then there's ocular facts.
So last night was just information gathering then. No one was sent home, right?
No, it was just the reunion being. They bring back all the guys that she let go. And
they tease all the stuff they have coming up.
And yeah. Coming up Monday. Is that the 8-hour finale or whatever?
It's 3 hours.
3 hours,
Kevin,
right.
But it will be the finale. We will find out. And by all accounts, Rachel has found love. We will find out which of the three remaining contestants she actually ends up with.
Who are you boys pulling for?
I personally like Peter.
I'm pulling for Misery.
I think Pete's probably going to get what he's pulling for.
You know,
I'm
Pete.
I'm pulling for Neil Lane to look sweet in Thailand or wherever the hell they're going.
Come on. Peter's the guy, though, right? He's the most reasonable of them all.
The guy, he's a gym, he's a trainer like all the rest of them. It just says business owner because I don't know. He's got gray hair.
Okay. All right. We'll see you next Tuesday then. Same time, same channel. Thanks, Pete.
Uh-huh. We could all be
watching dumb dudes without any regrets. It's the report on The Bachelorette.
LNOC's alternative rock. This is the world famous K-Rock and the Kevin and Bean Show at 7:51.
Coming up on the program later on this morning, actor Jake Weary is going to be here from TV's Animal Kingdom. Bet you did your hair this morning, Allie.
I did not.
What?
Yeah.
For Jake good, coming though. In, you'd love
yeah.
him.
He's a good-looking
you did
guy.
It. Look, it's done.
It's in a bun, yeah. But thank you. Yeah, okay. No, he's a Jets. Okay, Ralph.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
He's a Jets fan, so that's
he's
a deal breaker.
He's a Jets fan. That's, that could never work.
Also, we'll give you some more tickets
plus,
to
no chance.
All of the theme parks, including Six Flags Magic Mountain, Hurricane Harbor, San Diego Zoo, San Diego Safari Park, Knott's Berry Farm, and Knott's Soak City. All coming up next hour here on K-Rock. Rob is here now. Time for the showbiz beat.
You gotta get that song.
I mean, we don't have to because you do it so well.
That's true.
Is that old guy still alive? The old guy from the commercial?
It wasn't
Do you
a
think
real
he was real?
Old guy!
Oh, I don't remember the commercial. I just heard you guys talking about it.
Oh,
God damn it.
It wasn't an old guy? Oh. I thought that was why it was funny, is it was like a 90-year-old who was dancing all hip-hop.
I mean,
no?
It was... Do you think it was really a 90-year-old guy who was dancing like that?
I just think you're terrific.
I don't remember the commercial at all. I just heard you guys talking about it.
Was a young guy with a
lot of prosthetic makeup on.
Okay.
To make him look
you
old.
Keep doing what you're doing, B.
Is that guy still alive?
Yeah.
There's only one person that I want to know about the status, whether they're dead or alive, really, in this conversation.
All right, back to you.
Annabelle. Terrifying doll of Satan. Would be a better name for this movie than Annabelle Creation. But still, premise is the same. Where did that terrifying little doll come from? Satan's Toy Store.
That's a thing?
Sure.
Wow.
If you'd like to see this new movie, Annabelle Creation, starring Anthony LaPaglia, Talitha Bateman, Stephanie Sigmund, great cast. It, of course, is another in the terrifying series of Annabelle movies. This is the story of her origin. It's all happening at the AMC Burbank on August 9th. We're doing our special K-Rock advanced screening of Annabelle Creation. If you'd like to go, give us a call right now, 1-800-520-1067. First five callers through, we'll get a pair of passes to our advanced screening of Annabelle Creation.
You are all going to die tonight.
Oh, it's terrifying. Terrifying! You guys remember Sweet Valley High?
Yes.
With the Daniel twins?
Yeah.
Oh, my Lord.
The best.
I had such a crush on those girls.
Same.
Cynthia and Brittany Daniel.
Yeah.
They were smoking hot twins, Kevin.
I know.
And they lived in Sweet Valley.
Lived in Sweet Valley,
they
right.
They went to Sweet Valley High.
Sweet Valley yeah. High, right. My favorite.
Anyway, Brittany got married over the weekend, and she looks still looks charming. Just wanted to give you an update on the Sweet Valley High girls.
Really?
Yes. Her sister was there at the wedding.
Well, sure.
Well, she
They're
would
identical
be.
Twins. You'd just, think they just, stayed in touch.
I'm just glad they're still in touch. Sometimes after people stop filming a show together, they go their separate ways.
Hey, huh. Look what happened to Josh and Drake, right?
Right? All right, that's your Sweet Valley High update. A lot of people like Sweet Valley High. The Flash is adding a new character. So excited. Season 4 of The Flash is adding... Ralph Dibny Ralph Dibny, who is better known, Kevin, as...
Iron Man.
No, Iron Man is already a thing.
That's right. I don't know.
The Elongated Man.
Oh, come on.
The Elongated Man, whose superpower is, Kevin?
Stretching?
Yes!
Yeah.
He can stretch his body.
Why isn't he called Stretch?
Because that's not nearly as cool as the Elongated Man.
The Elongated Man is stupid.
Get his weak all of you.
It's not stupid. It's stupid. Awesome.
I'm with Kevin.
No, the Elongated Man.
It might be awesome when I see it, but it's a stupid name.
It's not stupid. It's awesome. EM. EM. Look out, EM. They call him EM for short.
Ralph, I have to ask, but...
Oh, my God.
No, this is a serious question. Isn't that the same superpower as Mr. Fantastic has? From the Fantastic Four?
Yes.
But they're different.
Yes.
They just do the same thing. Okay.
They're twins, Pete.
Were they
at each other's wedding?
Hartley Sawyer is the actor who will be playing Ralph Dibny, a.k.a. the Elongated Man. So that's good news for us.
Is he the only superhero named Ralph?
I think so. Hmm. The only superhero with secret identity, other than maybe the greatest American hero.
He was a Ralph?
He was also a Ralph.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Originally, and the character's name was Ralph Hinckley. And then that dude shot President Reagan.
Yeah.
And they changed his name because they didn't want people to confuse him with the guy that tried to kill President Reagan.
I don't know who any of those people are.
Well, President Reagan was a popular president, Kevin.
All pops and buzzes.
Hey, are you an Arcade Fire fan?
Yes. Very much so.
Do you love fidget spinners?
I do not.
Well, have we got a deal for you?
What's less for being than a fidget spinner?
The band is selling a USB fidget spinner that has a digital download of their new album, Everything Now.
I would have known that before I bought it.
The price? $109.
Okay, never mind.
Still a fan?
Nope.
Oh. Come on. Arcade Fire fidget spinner.
Yeah. But I have the album already, so...
You're no fun.
Just a fidget.
$109, Ralph, and I don't know if you saw the follow-up, but they sold out the first day. Sold out.
Come on.
Who's paying $109 for an Arcade Fire fidget spinner?
It's two great things that taste great together. Arcade Fire and the fidget spinner.
I mean, do you think a lot of those people are just like, oh, this is going to be something I can sell on eBay in 5 years?
Really tough to know what each person's...
I don't know what their motivation is for their purchases.
Seems like a colossal waste of money. That's all I'm saying.
Mm. It's not for you.
It's not for you. Imagine being with a fidget spinner.
No.
No, me neither.
He'd throw it away within 10 seconds.
This is nonsense.
They are. They're dumb.
Yeah, rabbit.
They're dumb.
We need to talk about rabbit tomorrow. Right? You need to get into that.
I would like to know the derivation.
Because that's just straight stupid.
I think Bean's mom might have been just a little...
You think?
A little nutty.
I mean, you got it from somewhere.
Right? Yeah. Today's celebrity birthdays. Chuck D from Public Enemy and Prophets of Rage is 57 years old today. Jason Momoa. He is going to be Aquaman in the upcoming Justice League movie and his own standalone film, 38 years old. And Coolio!
Look good, smell good, taste good, is good.
He's 54 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Just announced earlier this morning here on the Kevin and Bean Show, our brand new limited edition T-shirt is available starting this Thursday at 10 a.m. You can get all the details at KROQ.com. You only have 24 hours to buy that thing, you know. $19.99 plus tax. Part of the proceeds benefits Kevin and his wife's charity, the Friends and Helpers Foundation. You can get all the information at KROQ.com. And the shirt this time around is...
This was a success.
This was a success with Kevin and Bean's face on the T-shirt. It's a good-looking shirt, Kevin.
It is, except for our faces.
I think people are
going to... That's going to take away from it a little bit.
People are going to enjoy having it.
That's what I meant.
Feel like they're part of the family, and they're really going to enjoy the confused look on the faces of people who see the T-shirt who go, you know, they spelled success wrong. But if you want to get your This Was a Success T-shirt, and why would you, go to KROQ.com/success for all the details.
All right, we're going to talk about your bottoming out moment, and we're going to do it with Beer Mug, because Beer Mug...
Is this an intervention with Beer Mug?
No.
Is this his bottoming out moment?
No.
I never bottom out, ever, in life.
What? What are you talking about?
It's a good start.
How did this come up? How did this get on our radar again recently, Muggs?
Well, my best man from, of course, my wedding, Ali, Kevin, Ralph, pretty much everybody but you, Bean, were at the wedding.
Yep.
So you saw quite the incredible speech that he gave during one of the toasts. And he was an alcoholic mess at the time, and
it was great.
It was not great.
It was the best man speech, second best man speech ever.
Kevin loved it. Kevin loved it.
It was really great.
Now let me interrupt for just 1 second before we hear the particulars of that night. Tell me about this guy.
So Ryan has, let's say, enjoyed alcohol excessively since, I would say, high school.
A lot of us think that beer money's gay.
That's
sort of how he
that
started.
Was what it, yeah,
his best man speech.
That was part of it.
At his wedding.
Yeah.
Was there any concern in your mind, Beer Mug, when you chose him to be your best man, knowing he would be giving a speech based on the history that you just described?
There was concern months leading up to the wedding. When I told
him, I like that you did nothing about it, though.
Well,
nice work.
I told him, I said,
but how do you go to your best man and go, I've decided not to have you in my wedding as my best man because you drank? How do you do that?
Well, you know, it's kind of a touchy subject. I couldn't do it.
It is. Yeah.
But I knew that he was going to go for...
There's a sweat sign. I have a penis wrapped around my arm. What's going on? There's kids here.
Yeah, I was afraid months leading up that this was going to happen, and sure enough, it did. But, you know, I got way more nervous when I saw him take a fifth of Jack Daniels and start drinking it from the bottle before the speech.
Yeah. Oh man.
But anyway, so his bottoming out moment was that, in fact, my wedding speech. And since January,
well, that's a shame. Yeah, that was a great wedding speech.
Since January, he's actually been sober. I mean, nothing. I mean, no alcohol, anything, no drugs, anything. And he wrote me this email saying, you know, pretty much apologizing. In May, he wrote this, and it says, "Hey guys, this is to both Nicole and myself. Hey guys, recently I've been on a personal quest to clear my guilty conscience in hopes to ease my mind and set my heart free from any demons I've been living with throughout the years. Looking back on your wedding day, I fully regret the way I handled your wedding speech. My mind was literally poisoned, and instead of focusing on what was truly important, the two of you, I chose to make part of the most important day of your life about me. I embarrassed the two of you, I embarrassed your families, and I embarrassed myself. I am truly sorry for that." And he put the speech that he was going to put. And
now he just sent you that? Because it's July. When did you get married?
October.
October.
He sent me that
like
in May.
It sounds like he's going through the steps.
And... Yeah. But, that was pretty much his bottoming out moment.
Good for him.
Good for him, first of all. Well done, Ryan.
It was a great best man speech. Let's not lose track of
that. I was under the table.
Kevin, describe the best man speech. You already gave us a couple of lines. And what were the looks on the faces of especially Beer Mug's older relatives?
It was just like deadpan. Just deadpan. People were like, what?
Well,
he
started with, look, I know there's a lot of kids here, so I'm going to try and keep it clean.
Oh, no.
We think Beer Mug's gay. That was the one he started with. We were like, what are you doing?
And then he talked about me doing this thing in high school with, it was just all bad. It was just all bad.
But it was all good.
No. I had a clear line of sight to your mom.
How was she?
Not thrilled.
Ready to kick some ass.
Not thrilled at all. It was sad. Very sad.
Did he wrap it up on his own, or did somebody have to give him the hook?
Somebody should have given him the hook. He talked for about 25 minutes.
Long.
I should have walked up there.
No.
I should have walked up there, taken the mic out of his hand, and walked him back to his table.
Exactly. Look, here's the thing. First of all, thank God he had that moment of clarity, that rock bottom moment that helped him see that his life was out of control. But how lucky is he?
Unfortunately, it was at Muggs's.
Right, it was. No, but it's terrible for Muggs and terrible for his wife and for the people. But how lucky is it for him that his moment was just that and not wrapping his car around a telephone pole or something like that? I mean, a lot of people, I bet most people, their rock bottom moment involves harm to themselves or others. That's when they realize, oh my God, I'm so out of control, I left the stove on or whatever, or I forgot my kid was in the car. You know what I mean? Those types of things that are far more serious than just a little bit of social embarrassment, I would think.
I mean, a lot of social embarrassment.
We thought it might be interesting.
A lot.
An interesting today, And this is a delicate topic because it's very painful for a lot of people to have this rock bottom moment, but it's also hilarious for the rest of us in some cases.
Oh, well, look, we are looking for more lighthearted. We don't want you wrapped your car around a tree. That won't entertain us. We're looking for entertainment.
Yeah. Well, you guys looked at me. Looking
for entertainment in your misery.
You guys looked at me earlier when I said I've never hit rock bottom. For instance, I woke up in bushes, and I still do what I do. I will never learn lessons.
Right, you're never going to reach that point.
No,
because you won't recognize it when you're there.
But I also don't think Muggs is in any way, shape, or form an alcoholic or an addict at all.
Gambling.
Am I wrong about that?
Gambling.
Maybe gambling.
Had a little problem with gambling. Still deal with that today.
Gambling.
So here's what we're asking for you to do is to share with us your rock bottom moment, particularly if there's, in retrospect, as you look back on it, it's kind of funny now that things got us out of control. That's what we're looking for. 1-800-520-1067 is what we want. No one died as a result of your rock bottom moment or got seriously hurt. That's not what we're into. So 1-800-520-1067. What's the equivalent of Ryan's best man speech at Beer Mug's Wedding for you? You can call or text that number, and we'll get to you next. Actor Jake Weary joins us next hour here on The Kevin and Bean Show. He of TV's Animal Kingdom, which, by the way, I think has got to be getting close to like episodes left.
No, don't say that. It's so good.
They do go by pretty fast. He'll be joining us in studio coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. Would you like to take that back coming up later this hour? Right now, though, we're talking about your rock bottom moment. If you're lucky, you figure out a way before you get to the rock bottom moment to fix your goddamn life and get off the drugs and get off the alcohol. But sometimes you have to go through that in order to sober up and realize you're in a bad way. Can you hang on? We'll get to you right after we talk to Sheena. She's in Irvine up first, line 4, please.
Hey, Sheena.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you. What was your rock bottom moment?
Well, St. Patty's Day 2009, I used to get all messed up on methamphetamines and alcohol.
Oof.
And I would break out in these non-contagious conjunctivitis eye infections, and I would put on these pirate eye patches and go out to karaoke bars and hit on lesbians and hook up.
Expression to describe oral sex. I'm sorry, but we understand. So you're hooking up with lesbians, you're high.
Sheena is walking death.
She is.
Yeah, it was horrible. So I checked myself into rehab in 2010, and my life has been amazing.
Oh, great.
Good.
That's good to hear.
So was it the next day, like after St. Patrick's Day 2009, that you just woke up and said, I can't believe I did all that, and I've got to stop? That was it?
Well, I mean, it probably took a couple months later because, like, I was like, I had to, like, keep drinking to try to forget that day.
Right.
Oh, I
see.
It was
like an endless cycle.
I got you.
And you're doing great now, and you sound certainly like you've got a lot of energy.
Oh, my God. I'm so happy. I'm doing awesome. My life is amazing. I'm in the medical field. I drive a brand-new car. I have a beautiful house, and I'm really happy.
Wow. Congratulations.
I have a beautiful 3-year-old boy.
That's
fantastic.
Well done. Well done. See?
What about eye patches? You still wearing eye patches?
That's really great.
No, I don't have eye patches anymore because I don't break out in those infections.
Right.
Excellent.
And I hung up my eye patches. I don't have those.
You hung them up.
She retired the eye patch.
You are awesome. Keep doing what you're doing, and thank you for calling the show. We appreciate it. All right, we promise Ken up next, La Habra Line 6, please.
Hey, Ken.
How you doing?
Good, thanks.
Bottoming out. What happened?
So from 1987 to about 1997, I was addicted to drugs, mm-hmm. same thing. And I used to live in a drug house. And one morning I got up to get something to drink out of the fridge. It was a can of Pepsi. And my roommate's girlfriend came around the corner and she saw me. She's like, you know what? Put that back. And I was like, why? And she's all, if you don't sell drugs, if you don't give us drugs, if you don't give us any kind of money whatsoever to be here, you can't eat any of the food in the fridge. And that was the end of it. I was like, you know what? What am I doing with my life? This is ridiculous.
So in other words, you were in this drug house because that was like probably the only place you could go. That was your last chance to find a roof over your head. And then you realized in that moment, oh, my God, I got nothing to contribute here.
Plus, all I want is a Pepsi.
I was going to say it. Damn it.
That's all he wanted in life. Was a Pepsi. And that's too much to ask.
So where'd you go, Ken?
You know, I talked to my brother, and my brother said, look, if you get off that crap, those drugs, you come and see me in 2 weeks, and I'll get you a job. And I said, okay. So I did. I didn't do nothing. I didn't
Fantastic.
Much as anything. And he, because the reason why he wanted to make sure I was off of it is because I have to get take a drug test.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he goes, you got to be off of it. If you're not off of it, don't even waste my time. So I stopped. He got me a job. I worked for the next 10 years. And then I started doing my own things, finding my own jobs. And now I have a great job and I make good money. And I'm very grateful to my brother.
Check Ken, are you a Pepsi rep?
Actually, no. I work for the other people.
Do you really? The Pepsi really? Was that bad of a memory for you? It's like, nope, I'm going Coke. Yeah. Wow.
But what kind of Coke?
Cola.
Yeah, come on.
Cola, my bad.
Ken, we're proud of you, man.
Most of my employers are Colombian, so.
Oh, Ken, this took a turn.
That sounds dangerous. Ken, we're super proud of you. We thank you for sharing your story, and I hope it's an inspiration to other people who might just see themselves in what you're talking about. All right, dude?
Yeah, never give up on your situation. You can always do better. Doesn't matter what situation you're in.
Especially if you're a quitter, because quitters never give up.
Right?
Thank you, Ken.
Thank you, Ken.
Hey!
Right?
I don't feel like that was...
Go, girl.
Thank you,
Craig.
Jeez.
You guys know Jake Weary is here from Animal Kingdom.
Yeah. Sure do.
Yeah. You remember he's a Jets fan.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot.
Right.
We can still treat him civilly, though. We can still be nice to him.
But can
we? I don't know. We got a Dolphins fan on this side. We got a Pats fan on this side.
Right.
He's going to get jumped if he comes in here.
No, we just all feel bad for him.
We'll all feel bad for him.
I think Chip brings up a good point. They are they're not looking great this season coming up.
Already burying them, and we're in OTAs right now.
They might win two games. They might.
So we'll find out if Jake is a realistic Jets fan or if he still is holding out hope that this could be his year, right?
I don't think any Jets fan thinks this is their year.
Yeah, maybe not. All right, well, we'll talk all things Animal Kingdom, which has to be one of the best shows on TV.
It's been so good this season.
Agreed. Great season. Great season. Gets
really
every
stepped
year.
It up from last season.
Yep.
And we loved last season.
And that's amazing, yeah. So anyway, we're excited about Jake being here right at the top of the hour. First wraps here with the Showbiz Beat on a Tuesday. What else is going on?
Why are you
going
to poop on last season?
Last season was great.
Season
this season's better.
It really stepped it up like the last season was crap.
No, I said, which it was also great.
How can you really step it up then?
Maybe just say even better than last season.
That really stepped it up. That means that sounds like somebody was slacking.
Agree to disagree.
No, you're just wrong.
His face, though. He thought he really had a point there with the agree to disagree.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Remember that turd that was last season, Ralph?
I love last season.
So this season
they really
is
stepped it up.
Even better.
Excellent.
There you go.
Well said, Kevin.
Thank you.
This was a success.
Thank you.
Words are hard.
Right?
Do you guys know Chris Novoselic's in a new band?
Yeah, with another dumb name, right?
It's not dumb at all. Why are you guys so awful to everything today?
Because it's a dumb name. What is it like?
Giants in the Trees.
Yes, Giants in the Trees.
Why is that a dumb
name? Why is that a dumb name?
Why isn't it a dumb name?
No, I feel like it's on you to answer the question.
I feel like the burden of proof is on you.
Now think of all the bands with all the names.
And Giants always, in the Trees.
They always sound odd until you get used to them. And
they
then
do.
You, and
no,
then
that you're right about that. That's true. That's true.
Cage the Elephant? How about Arctic Fire or Arctic Monkeys or Arctic Enemas or any of the Arctic bands?
No, you're right, Ralph. All names, most names sound dumb when you first hear them. Then you live with them for a little bit and they just sound normal. You're absolutely right. The Red Hot Chili Peppers is a dumb name until you've heard it for 25 years. Then you go, well, that's just what they're called.
So Giants in the Trees.
So back the F down.
It's fine. Giants in the Trees is fine. How's the new music? I've not heard it.
Well, no one's really heard it because they've been around for about a year, but they've only been playing live gigs in the state of Washington.
Huh.
They've been very state-centric.
All right.
But now they are releasing their first official song and the first official music video. It's available now. This comes from Billboard.com, but you can see it almost anywhere on the internet. It's called Sasquatch.
All right. Also very Washington.
Washington?
Uh-huh.
Sasquatch.
Right.
Giants in the Trees.
Right.
What are Sasquatches? They're giants in the trees. It all ties together.
Sure.
Anyway, I thought you might like to hear some new music from Chris Novoselic. Here it is.
I Okay.
I like it.
All right.
It's not what I expected his voice to sound like.
It's not.
That was pretty good.
Bumblebee!
Right?
Is the first spinoff in the new Transformers universe of movies that we're going to get.
And who's directing this one?
This is coming to you by a man by the name of Travis Knight.
All right.
He's the director. And interestingly, this is sort of a prequel to the Transformers films. It takes place in the year 1987. And Bumblebee finds refuge in a junkyard in a small California beach town. Until an 18-year-old tomboy trying to find her place in the world discovers him. And when she revives him and puts him back together again with her talented mechanic skills.
Does she smoke it hot?
She learns quickly this is no ordinary yellow VW bug. I thought Bumblebee was like a Camaro or something, wasn't he?
Yeah, I think he was.
I guess they can be whatever they want because they transform into different things.
They do change forms.
So apparently he's a yellow VW bug in this version.
Okay.
Haley Steinfeld will play Charlie, the 18-year-old tomboy mechanic.
Yeah. This is the movie that John Cena's in too, right?
I don't know.
If I remember correctly.
Yes, yes, yes. Yes, you're absolutely right. The film will roll out in 2018, December 21st, 2018, Christmas of 2018. That's what we're looking at.
Hey, keep us posted.
I will.
Maybe a few updates between now and then.
Kevin, is there anything the Transformers franchise could do to get you to not go see one of their movies? Because I feel like they've tried hard.
I have seen all of them.
Uh-huh.
And they're all great to look at. So hopefully this one will be better.
All right. Kevin's in.
I'm in.
Different director. Back to you. Back to you.
Do you know on this day, in 1981, MTV debuted?
Yeah!
It's the anniversary of MTV.
With that person on the moon?
36 years ago, it debuted. Can you believe 36 years ago was the first MTV? And Kevin, of course, the very first video ever played on MTV was...
Rock Lobster!
Oh, it's so well known why this was the first video. Come on, Kevin.
Does that help me?
It is a trivia question that I feel like has been pretty widely shared. Right?
A video killed the radio star.
Yeah!
There you go. Was just said in my headphones.
Oh, okay.
Boo.
Cheater. A video killed the radio star by...
Blondie.
Come on, Kevin.
I don't know who did that.
Come on.
I honestly.
You work at K-Rock. We've played that song on this show dozens of times.
Dave whispered in my headphones.
No, don't cheat.
Well, let's hear how Dave pronounced it.
Butthole Surfers.
No.
Oh, no.
No, the Buggles. The Buggles was what we were looking for.
I thought for sure he'd say bagels.
All I heard was butthole. I was like, oh, it must be the Butthole Surfers. He wasn't saying
Buggles. He wasn't saying buttholes.
He wasn't.
But he was saying Buggles.
Whispering. I misunderstood. So keep going with what you're doing over there.
Ralph,
what?
Lesser-known trivia question.
Oh,
do you know what
trivia. I love trivia.
Do you know what the second video was played on MTV that was also specifically picked as a message to radio? Did you kill the radio star? Was the first one or what was the second one?
Second one was Love is a Battlefield.
Is it Elvis Costello?
Ralph, you're exactly on the right track. Oh. It was Pat Benatar's You Better Run.
You Better Run.
You Better Run.
Wait,
was the
why
song
was... I was thinking radio, radio, but... What?
They were saying to radio, you better run. Video killed the radio star, you better run.
Coming after you,
right? Coming after you, right.
Got it, got
play
it.
Music, but people are going to watch instead of listening. Drop the bomb on you, said MTV.
Why was it the next song you dropped a bomb on me?
Should have been. I knew it was Pat Benatar, but I couldn't remember what song it was. And that makes
well
more
done.
Sense than Love is a Battlefield, which I don't think was recorded for another 3 or 4 years after that. Today's celebrity birthdays, Chuck D., Public Enemy, Prophets of Rage singer, of course, 57 years old today.
Where are you, Chuck?
Celebrating his birthday, I'm guessing. Jason Momoa is 38 years old. And Coolio's 54.
Solo.
Shaka Zulu.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Anytime we get to spread the word about one of our favorite shows on TV, we are happy to do it. Give me a little bit of that Animal Kingdom theme, would you? Right? That sets the mood Tuesday night at 9. Okay, you can turn it down now. You can actually bring it down a little bit. Okay. Tuesday nights at 9.
Kevin, we got it.
On TNT.
It's too much.
What?
It's too much. Turn it down.
What, Allie?
Turn it
Animal
down.
Kingdom. All right, that's
okay,
plenty.
Stupid. Now it's stupid.
It is getting dumb now. It's in the second season of the show, but it has already been renewed for season 3, so let's find out what actor Jake Weary is buying with all the money. Hey, Jake, welcome back to K-Rock. How are you, sir?
Thank you guys for having me back. Awesome.
What's it like as an actor when you get that phone call that you've been renewed for another season? It's got to just be hallelujah time.
hallelujah
is there such
time.
A thing as hallelujah,
I mean, hallelujah
time?
Isn't it one of the happiest days in an actor's life when you get picked up for 10 more episodes?
Yeah, though? Yeah. Of course. I mean, it's definitely it's comforting knowing that you're going back to work for sure. I think it's also you're never quite sure what's going to happen. You know, you're kind of waiting by the phone, but you're also like, I mean, it's been 2 years and you know, you're doing other things. So you're trying to keep yourself busy. And then you get that phone call and you're like, oh yeah, that's right.
I'm on a TV show.
So going to do another season. So
has Animal Kingdom ever been in any trouble with the network or with ratings or anything like that? Or has it performed real well out of the gate?
I mean, I'd say as far as trouble goes, I mean, every episode that goes into TNT, they're like, there's something we need to change.
Sure.
Yeah.
You know, whether it's like there's too much or it's like it's a little too intense. Or...
Now, do you do stuff like we do when we have to get stuff okayed? We put horrible stuff in there that we would never put on the radio, and then they would go, oh, this is terrible. We need to take it out. And we go, all right.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think, you know what, I think most of the time, at least – for me, if I was writing for the
right.
Stuff, sorry.
Right, no worries.
Sorry about that. And,
this isn't Animal Kingdom, Jake.
Yeah, sorry about that. I forgot. You want to put as much crazy stuff as possible into the episode so that they can then come in and kind of, you know,
well,
edit.
Enough is left there that it's a great, great, great show.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so, Allie, you kind of popularized on this show the butthole clencher. And
yeah.
This show is the definition of the butthole clencher.
You can say butthole clench, yeah. Oh, you can, okay. But you can't right. say the other word.
Unless you're calling somebody that, then you can. The rules are very clear.
It is weird. But from episode one, uh-huh. You're just so clenched.
Yeah.
And you
tense.
Never really are able
can just
to
release.
Yeah, yeah. You can't. And I'm telling you, this whole heist that you guys are doing now between the one at the church and now the one with the cruise ship. I'm nervous for you guys. I think something really bad's going to happen.
Yeah.
Well, really? You think something bad's going to happen on Animal Kingdom?
Something bad's going to happen.
I feel like, you know, please correct me if I'm wrong. I feel like the Cody family make bad choices sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes. Occasionally a bad choice.
But your character this season seems to be, you're making kind of a turn for the better. And you're even trying to help Craig, who, let's just be honest,
God,
Craig's
know, right?
a lost cause.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So hot, though, right? Yeah. He's with me.
Am I right? He's so hot. I mean, he's trying to...
He's becoming his own man now. Darren's
totally.
Becoming his own man,
he
and he's saying,
be,
look,
yeah,
why am I under Smurf's thumb when I have my own ideas and I'm smart, too?
Exactly. And he's like, you know, becoming it's a coming of age kind of season for Darren. It's he's coming into his own. He's finally like confronted his own, you know, personal demons, and he's ready to, you know, be a normal person.
He seems like the only one, though.
Yeah.
That is made that transformation.
I think, you could say. I think Pope as well, though, this season,
yeah.
I think is kind of trying to find, I don't know, solace or like seek like kind of contentment in a weird way. I don't know.
Yeah, when he's not planting evidence on a poor security
yeah,
guard.
Yeah, I know. That was
harsh.
Look, there's a lot of Pope inside Pope, and you can't get rid of it all at once.
Yeah.
That's true.
Jake, plus, I think there's a lot of Pope in Sean Addison.
I think just that may be
little,
true, too.
Right?
Yeah. He's kind of a tense dude.
Yeah, yeah.
Jake, do you feel Darren is qualified to run a business in the state of California? he's cutting a lot of corners, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, I mean, if he's able to open up a bar and get a liquor license, then yeah, I mean, I think so. You know, I actually just watched Goodfellas the other night for the first time.
For the first time?
Yeah, wow. I know, right?
It's wow. Insane.
I know. What an incredible film. Anyway, I don't know why I just mentioned that, but I think something about, like, because they're talking about, like, having a joint, you know? You got to have, like, the joint to kind of, like, you know, like, have all your under-the-table stuff. So I think, you know, as long as he has, like, a safe place, a safe business, then, you know, he's okay. So.
Look, I know you can't, I mean, it's television and it's a drama and you can't show things realistically, but he's giving away all the drinks. He rarely charges anybody for alcohol at that bar. That's, again, not a good business plan.
No, I think he's charging for drinks.
Really?
I think
it's family.
It's just family.
Yeah. Friends and family seem to sure drink for free all the time.
Yeah, I got news for you. That happens at every bar. I mean, if you actually went to a bar, you would know that.
I would know that, really?
Yes.
Yeah. Hey, fix my surfboard. Free booze. You know, cut a lot of deals is all. All right, I have to ask you a super dumb question, Jake.
No worries.
All right, the tattoos that Darren has, are they yours or are they put on for the show?
Yes, those are mine. There's a couple that are not mine.
When you go back to work, they have to add some of Darren's tattoos to you.
Yeah, they have to add some. They have to cover some up because of, you know, like there are certain tattoos that didn't get passed. By the artist.
Interesting.
Sometimes tattoo artists don't want.
You have to get the tattoo artist's okay to put it on TV?
Yeah, actually. Really? I think recently, though, things have been a little more lenient towards that rule. I think that now you can kind of get away with a little more.
I'll tattoo you if you want.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not creepy at all. Where did that come from?
On your face.
Lord.
Tattoo your face.
Without using a tattoo gun.
Right. Yeah.
And my other question is... is that your hair...
I know you like Animal Kingdom.
Right?
Come on.
He's not his character. Yeah, is that too much? He doesn't want that.
All right. Your hair on the show is also real?
That's real hair.
Okay,
yeah.
Because you cut it all off in between seasons, I see. Now you're able to grow it all back in time for the next time you have to film?
I'm gonna put some Miracle-Gro in there and see.
Your hair grows fast, dude.
Yeah.
I feel like maybe they're allowed to get haircuts, Fiend.
Yeah. Something I'm a little slightly concerned about going back.
Is that right?
Like, so
when I got the season 3 phone call, that was like the first thing that came into my mind. I was like, oh.
Wait, you didn't tell him I'm not only cutting my hair, I'm bleaching it within an inch of its life.
No, I didn't.
Are they finding out right now?
I mean, they're probably finding out right now. So, yeah, I mean, we'll see what happens.
Writers, get on that.
Yeah, and they have good wig people, right? So,
yeah.
They'll probably throw me in a wig for the first episode, and then maybe they'll write it into the next episode that I cut my hair.
Is there a most challenging scene that you've had to film?
I mean, back in episode 4 where Darren comes out to Smurf, that was pretty challenging just because me, Ellen Barkin and I, we both really wanted to bring, you know, obviously as much truth to this, mm-hmm. scene as possible and kind of, you know,
kind of scene that will resonate with so many people in their own lives that you want to make it look realistic, right?
Hopefully, yeah, of course.
There will be a lot of comments on something like that, yeah.
And this is a family that just doesn't seem like that's a good idea.
Yeah, and I mean...
Family is so alpha male.
Totally.
Everyone.
And we're so used to seeing such, like, exaggerated kind of, you know, this over-the-top, like... you know, grandiose way of living, and then you kind of like have these familial real moments like that need to be grounded in order to, you know, really be executed in the right way. So that
you
was the hardest
part. You did it justice.
Part.
For it, sure. Was. It was a yeah, wonderful was scene.
Thank you.
And really that's one of the things I think that people love about Animal Kingdom. Again, Tuesday nights at 9 o'clock on TNT is that for all of the great storylines about the crazy lifestyle and the beefs and the shooting and the heists and all that,
at its core, it is a family drama and a complicated family. But exactly. You guys, I mean, it's very believable. I mean, you got a lot of really good actors on this show. It's very believable.
Yeah,
you guys.
Yeah, we're okay.
All right, how many episodes left? I feared when I guessed earlier today that I feel like there's only like two or three left. Are we getting close to the end of season two?
Well, there's 13 this season.
Oh, 13 this season.
Awesome.
Nine tonight? We're on
nine, I think. Oh, okay, good news.
Wow, tonight. This just totally flew by.
And I know you have to keep things pretty close to the vest, but anything you can tell us at all about what we might see coming up?
Well, I mean, you guys know about the planning of this yacht heist. So
right.
That will be...
epic.
You're gonna be tonight is kind of the prep work for that heist.
And there's also in the trailer a hint of what your next job is gonna be.
The job?
Are we allowed to
after
talk
that
about,
job?
Yeah. If it's in the trailer, I think it's out
in
there,
the trailer.
What part? I don't know.
Gonna rob Smurf.
Oh, yes.
Right?
They're gonna
that job.
Yeah, I'm just saying. That's sort of an important thing there.
That job.
Smurf's the mom of the family.
Yeah, well, I mean, we'll just wait and we'll watch these next episodes, and then we can
discuss. Okay.
Yeah, we'll discuss.
I think that's going to go well. I think Smurf will be real good with that.
Yeah. No, totally.
All right. In our remaining moments with actor Jake Weary, again, Animal Kingdom, 9 o'clock Tuesday nights, TNT. Your prediction for the Jets season this year.
Oh,
Allie said two wins.
Spirit.
What do you say, Jake?
We're going to the Super Bowl, baby. This is the year.
You're not that good of an actor.
That's funny, but seriously.
Let's go.
I never saw you as a comedy actor.
We're going to the ship.
It's happening.
I saw on your Twitter poll, you said we're just going to take a hiatus for the season, right?
Who said that?
Sit this one out. I think
have
that was
you not
you,
read the news? We're
you guys,
like,
you guys are going to take a knee at the on the first game, aren't you?
Have you guys read any of the news? We're like predicted to win like all
right?
of our games this
That's
season.
That's funny because
happening
we,
in your head right now.
No, we're good.
We talked to our gambling expert from Las Vegas, and he gave us a completely different story than that.
I think that bleach is seeping through into the skull, Jake. Great to see you, sir. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you guys so much. It's always a pleasure.
Appreciate
Thanks.
It.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show at 9:43.
I am an Article 4 free inhabitant. I do not have to give you my license.
What?
Oh, yeah, those people.
Sorry, I just did a deep
wow
dive on the Article 4 free inhabitants.
Yes.
There's a compilation video of cops pulling people over, and they claim they're from the Articles of Confederation, they're free inhabitants.
Meaning that they don't have
they're
live
not
by
citizens.
The law.
To live by your law,
yeah.
Johnny
uh-huh.
Law.
And how did that work out for them?
Not so well. I just saw a good taste. It was hilarious.
Those are the same guys who argue that there's a reason they don't have to pay taxes, right? Because
exactly.
They're not living in your America, man.
Yes, and they do not consent to your law over them. They get to say that they are free citizens.
I like it.
Article 4, free inhabitants.
I like it very much.
It doesn't work, Bean.
Oh,
just if you're thinking of it. Hey, real quick, just one more plug, if you don't mind, before we get into the showbiz beat. KROQ.com/success. That's where you want to go if you want to get the latest Kevin and Bean limited edition t-shirt.
This was a success.
24 hours only, going on sale Thursday morning at 10 a.m. So about 48 hours from right now, and then only on sale for one day until Friday morning at 10 a.m. Online only. They come in men's and women's flavors, and you can get them for just $19.99 plus tax, part of the proceeds benefiting the Friends and Helpers Foundation. But these t-shirts, I mean, we sold a ton of the last one. And I think people have been demanding this was a success, right?
Absolutely. And then a lot of people were like, hey, I missed out. Can you print more? And we said, nope.
No,
sorry.
Man.
Sorry.
And we don't do that to
be
dicks.
We don't make people
dicks.
Happy here.
Right. We don't do that to be dicks. We do that because...
I thought we did that to be dicks.
Yeah.
Oh.
We do that so that we don't make a ton of t-shirts in a ton of sizes that then we haven't sold that are just sitting around.
No,
so
I think it's just
why don't you just make more then? Make more when people order them after the 24 hours. Just make more then.
Because
that's what
Lightning
limited edition means.
At Long Beach Clothing Company is busy running a business, and he's kind enough to let us kind of use his printing presses to get these out in a short period of time.
You're not buying it?
I'm not buying it.
KROQ.com/success.
Yeah, come on down. Buy some chinos.
To get your t-shirt. Ralph is here now. Time for our final look at the showbiz beat. What's going on?
Just saying. If you want to make people happy, you just make them a shirt. That's all.
We're going to.
Yeah, but do it, you know.
Starting 10 a.m. Thursday.
Saying, I miss out. I'd like to have a shirt.
Anyone who wants a shirt can get one, Ralph.
I want one of the other ones.
It's too late for that.
Well, why you got to be a dick about it? Just make me a shirt. If you can make them, just make me one.
It's not how it works, man. It's limited edition.
I don't consent to your laws.
Oh, I forgot.
I'm an Article 4 free inhabitant, and I want a shirt. I don't have to play by your rules. I'm a free citizen, and I'm traveling. I'm not driving. I'm traveling.
Okay.
I'm allowed to travel. I'm a free inhabitant. I want one of your shirts. Mm-hmm. I don't have to live by your 24-hour rule.
Well, you... I mean, I think you do.
I don't.
As far as I understand.
I do not consent.
If I understand life...
I do not consent.
All right. What spurred that deep dive into those videos?
I was looking something up for the Showbiz Beat. And, you know, YouTube gives you, suggestions.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, we suggest you would like this, too. I don't know why they picked that, but it said compilation of people getting their ass beaten, of free inhabitants getting their asses beaten.
They were right in their suggestion for you.
Yeah, they were. I got to watch that. You're right, YouTube. I would enjoy that. So I clicked, and then the next thing you know how it works.
Sure.
Hey, Kevin and Bean t-shirts sound like a great idea, but where are the Kevin and Bean fidget spinners, I ask you?
I don't think we have those.
No.
I'm saying you should get on those because everybody loves a fidget spinner. In fact, Arcade Fire, if you're a fan of Arcade Fire, you can get the Arcade Fire fidget spinner, but it's much, much more. It's also a USB fidget spinner that has a digital download of their new album, Everything Now. So you get the fidget spinner and the album, all for the low, low price of $109. That seems fair.
How much? And I'm not interested.
Come on!
How much are fidget spinners?
Look, they have to be 20,
$4.
25 cents to make
right?
each. And then you gotta hire a guy to download that album onto there.
And
that's
the album's
gotta be
like
done.
$10 or $14.
What is a special tool or something, right?
$109.
I don't.
That's absurd.
I don't know. And Bean, what'd you tell us this morning when I mentioned this story?
Sold out. First day on sale because limited edition. So
see?
I guess Arcade Fire are dicks because
yep.
now people who want
anybody
the Arcade
who has a
Fire
limited edition thing is a dick. Just sell or don't sell.
We're selling for 24 hours.
Right. You have to jump through our hoop to get a shirt.
Yes.
Just sell them. If you want to sell them, sell them.
We're going to. Thursday at 10 a.m. to Friday at 10 a.m.
Look, I know Arcade Fire is a popular band and they deserve it. They're a good band. But how do they get, I don't know how many they sold, but how they get however many people to buy these for $109?
Because you can only buy it for a limited time. Oh, everybody do what we say. Buy things when we tell you to buy them.
I mean, we don't say it that way.
Communists.
It's implied.
Right?
They are communists. Allie. I mean, that is true.
DeMario Jackson. He is for real. He, of course, was the guy who got in trouble on The Bachelorette. Because he had his girlfriend show up, and although he claims there was no ocular facts.
Right. He did say that.
No Bachelorette report. Ocular facts.
No ocular facts.
And by that, he means pictures.
That's what he means.
Right? Okay.
Don't you love when people try to sound smarter than they are, and they use words...
It doesn't work.
...wrongly?
But didn't, in the clip you played this morning in the Bachelorette report, didn't Judge Crispy Harrison say, yeah, but you said on video that you dated this girl?
Yes.
Okay.
He said, I've got that on tape.
I mean, it came from his mouth.
But then they start talking about DeMario in the third person. It got very complicated. It was like watching Judge Judy. Anyway, apparently he's been approached by the big wigs at Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, dear.
So he's been bitten by the showbiz bug.
Is this where they just bounce from show to show?
And yeah. And he is fully campaigning, they say, for a slot at the competition. So,
Didn't he say that he doesn't want to go back to Bachelor in Paradise because he wanted to be a host and he wants to take that route? Isn't this the same guy?
It's the guy who got in trouble for that alleged sexual misconduct with Corinne at Bachelor in Paradise. Yeah, but I don't remember him saying anything about wanting to be a host.
Oh, yeah.
It makes sense. It sounds like he's desperately trying to extend his career in show business.
Huh.
Well, I mean, if they get him and Sean Spicer, they're well on their way to a big season.
Oh, that would be awesome. And then Mooch? Couldn't Mooch join in, too?
Yeah.
Mooch and Spicy, couldn't they team up? Couldn't they dance together? Mooch lost his wife, his business, everything.
Missed the birth of his baby.
Yeah.
And the birth of his baby. It was the worst 10-day period a man has ever had.
And correct me if I'm wrong, he had not yet started the job, right?
That's correct, yes. Yeah, he was supposed to start this month.
That's pretty spectacular.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
By the way, forget the White House altogether. Forget this job. The fact that in 10 days he had a newborn baby and his wife filed for divorce. That's crazy. How many people get served with divorce papers the week their child is born?
How many people go to work for Donald Trump?
Well, just saying.
For 10 days.
It's weird.
And I want to give a shout out to our buddy Eric Stonestreet from Modern Family.
He's the best.
He is the best. Did you see the photos he posted from the Garth Brooks show this weekend?
I did not.
He went to see Garth Brooks at the Forum here in Los Angeles. But he posted that photo up against another photo from a Garth Brooks concert when Eric worked security at the show in Manhattan, Kansas.
Awesome.
In his home back in Kansas in 1995. And Eric posted both of those photos saying, Garth finally got a chance to say you're welcome for keeping him safe that evening in 1995, which I thought was pretty awesome. And he called the concert an amazing night, which I find hard to believe because it is Garth Brooks.
Oh, but
I
thought it was very so funny. Good.
Very he's funny. A tremendous so live entertainer.
Awesome, amazing. And I'm sure Eric went there for comedy purposes.
Nope.
That's the only reason I can.
Ralph, I saw Garth Brooks at the Universal Amphitheater back when that was a thing.
Uh-huh.
And it blew me away how great he was.
I've seen him three times.
Blew me away.
Oh, boy.
He's amazing.
I'm telling you, he's a tremendous
performer.
She
bean and bean. Mm-mm. Getting double teamed.
Right.
Wow. Ooh. You wish.
Getting double beamed.
No one wished.
I don't like that.
Double beamed.
And by the way, as an aside.
Oh, God. Was Taylor Swift there?
I was also a concert security guard.
No! I spit my coffee out.
I have discussed that on the air many times, Kevin.
No way.
Nope.
That is how
the first I'm hearing it.
Nope.
I've discussed it on the air many times.
You've not?
That is how. So is Dave, the King of Mexico, by the way. He also worked concert security.
What?
But I saw. That's why from time to time when, like, I mentioned that I saw Menudo in concert. I saw a lot of shows that I ordinarily wouldn't have gone to because I was a concert security guard.
Oh, imagine being a concert security guard. Oh. Just give you. You go sit down.
I don't think you have the right pass for this area.
I have to go to the bathroom bad.
Well, that's just too bad. Should have thought of that before you drank all those fluids. Oh, you must have been the worst,
right?
I saw a lot of good shows, though. I mean, that's why you
but
do
you
it.
You were a dick, though, right?
I don't recall that being the case at all. No, I think I was pretty even-tempered.
Dave said he worked U2 Rage Against the Machine at the Coliseum. Dave,
wow.
The King of Mexico, wow. As a security guard. He would be just the opposite of Bean.
Yeah, but, oh, whatever. Here, you want some ecstasy?
Wasn't the Steven Seagal guy... What's his name?
Doto?
Doto is a security guard.
I think
for
so.
Concerts.
Wow, all the kids are doing
I'm
it.
Saying. Happening.
I mean, I think that's one of those jobs that a lot of people churn through, you know, coming up. It's available. They hire a lot of people. There's a lot of turnover. And I'm surprised you didn't do it, Ralph. You loved music growing up.
Yeah, I would just go to shows. I wouldn't have to put on a yellow blazer. And
but I went to shows for free,
though. Stand with my back to the stage.
And got paid.
Paul Blart up there. Man.
Imagine Bean trying to stop you from getting someplace. Like, get out of my way, spina bifida.
Stop. Hey, stop.
Just push him. He cracks a rib. Mr. Glass trying to stand in your way. Today's celebrity birthdays. Chuck D.
Where are you, Chuck?
Right here. Public Enemy, Prophets of Rage singer, 57 years old. Jason Momoa. Aquaman soon. 38 years old today. Coolio!
Look good, smell good, taste good, is good.
Yeah, 54 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Make it Ralph on your drive home today. Listen to a commercial-free 5 p.m. hour, a random act of helpfulness in the SoCal Helpful Honda dealers. Tomorrow's Wednesday, so we've got the weekly...
Again.
Yes!
Wow.
Is that 2 weeks in a row?
2 weeks in a row.
Yep.
So we've got the Wheel of Pen.
You're the best.
This was a success.
Right? We have Adam Carolla telling us what it's like to testify in front of Congress. And we have Tony Hale, one of our favorite actors of all time, in the studio tomorrow morning.
Yeah!